pass from the Boston Braves. The Dodger outfield is playing it way over to the left side. Jackie Robinson, hands on hips, steps off the grass, down to second base. Dewey Reese drives towards third base, shortstop. Miller cuts himself alive, deep back, throws Hodges first. Alvin reaches out, swings it, point to the right side. Half back, stop the cut. Jackie Robinson runs for it, and is in back for base hit for Alvin Dark on the left side. Nice inning. Makes a ground ball wide of first. Hodges races over. Tried to make a backhand stop on it, like he did on Don Mueller in the sixth inning. Or rather on Hank Thompson in the eighth inning. But this time, it squirted off his glove. English over past Jackie Robinson. And by the time Robbie retrieved it, Alvin is at first with a base hit to open the ninth inning. And Don Mueller, the batter. The Dodgers have two pitchers warming up just in case. No sense saving them for next spring. Your offering, swung on, hit right down, and it's into the right field for a big hit. Here is Dark around second, streaking for third. The throw to third is cut in time, cut off by Reese Dodger. Dodd has a tying run at the plate, not out. Now out comes Preston as the Giant, teetering at the break, refused to be counted out. And this is baseball and emotion, thrill at its rawest. Mueller hit one down past Hodges in the right field for a last half of the ninth inning opening base hit. The Giants have that very good hitting, home run hitting right-hander, Lottie Irvin at the plate. Branca and Erskine are the two bullpen warmer-uppers for the Brooklyn Dodgers. The Giants about to perish. Hanging on for dear life. The pitch. Irvin watches outside for ball one to the right-hander. 2-1. Dark at third. Don Mueller at first base. The Giants strike to make a last half of the ninth inning saving rally. Now Mueller at first base, standing close to the bag, leads off. Dark leads down the line with nobody in the guard against him. Leo DeRocha blowing on his hand. Making all sort of signals down there. Newcomb checks his runners. Here's the pitch to the right-hander. Irvin reaches, misses. One ball and one strike. He was cutting for the fence that time. Had he hit that one, that would have been all the way out and over and into Mamie O'Toole's apartment house window over the left field wall. Riley took a 360-degree cut at it. Arms over his head. Newcomb comes kicking in with it again. Irvin reaches out, lets the high pop-up down the first baseline. Hodges over, waiting. Hells it in, and there's one away here in the ninth inning. It's Lottie Irvin to the utter black despair of the New York Giants fan. Hot out. But still, the Giants have coming on two very, very potent hitters. Whitey Lockman and Bobby Thompson. Thompson particularly has a single and a double today. Whitey Lockman has driven one single and three times at bat. The grieving Giant fans holding on to the last will be inconsolable if they're heroes after winning 16 straight. 38 out of their last 45. Out of their last 46, I guess it was. Cannot win the final two games of the National League season. The batter, Whitey Lockman, the Carolina Trollhead. Lottie Irvin just popped out. On deck, Bobby Thompson, the Royal Scott. Bennett, first and third. Tying run at the plate. Whitey swinging for a home run. Fouls it back into the screen. The Giants are going for that short fence. Left-hand hitter. Newcomb throwing down his fireball, trying to get him out of here in the last half of the ninth inning. And brings the Brooklyn Dodgers their fourth opportunity against the Yankee in the World Series. The New York Yankees are watching here and are being treated to one of baseball's great shows. The greatest thrill that I remember down through my years of broadcasting. Whitey standing back, deep in the batter's box, waiting for the pitch from Newcomb, arms over his head. Big Don knocks up, unravels, throws. Whitey swings at the drive, takes it along the left field line. Alvin Dark comes in. Here's the runner on his way to third. Sacco bobbles the ball briefly, down and into second base with a tying run. Whitey locks the left field door. Now the Giants have a tying run on second base and hurt at third. It's Don Mueller as he slid into third. He must have wrenched his ankle or his knee. He has hurt at third. DeRocher looking him over. So is Al Dark. Bobby Thompson, who's been the big siege gun in the Giant arsenal down through this series and then through the past few weeks, a 290 hitter, will be the last half of the ninth inning hitter. And now the crowd, perhaps in a hush. That feeling of electricity and anticipation in the air is in a sort of a hush, a sort of a quiet waiting feeling And now the stretcher is being brought out to take Don Mueller off the field. He's down at third base. They'll load him onto the stretcher and cart him off now. Either his ankle or his knee, I can't tell which one. Alvin Dark is pointing toward the dugout. It's his ankle. Quint Floppy Harton. Sandy Haired, giant war sensation, former pitcher, former outfielder, now saved almost exclusively for sometimes pinch hitting, sometimes pinch running roles, running at third base for Don Mueller. That might be all for Don Newcomb, too. And that is, Newcomb has had it for the Sapstone. He'll get a kick and a soap and a towel for the last time in the regular National League season with Ralph Branca. Trudging on, the Dodgers trying to save it here in the last half of the ninth inning. Everyone is absolutely limp in the greatest game of them all. Brooklyn 4, the Giants 1, 2. The Giants have 2 on at second and third in the last half of the ninth inning. Newcomb has finally been shelled off the mound. His relief will be the Hawk, Ralph Branca. Franklin Ralph, who wears his number 13. And will that be lucky for the Brooklyn Dodgers here in the last half of the night? Newcomb against Bagley it was. It's now, to bring the drama to a close, Branca, the Brooklyn starter, against Larry Jets. Ralph Branca from Mount Vernon, New York, 21-game winner in 1947. A New York University graduate is going on the mound to throw for the Brooklyn and try to turn the Giants back here at the door of disaster in the last half of the ninth inning. Ralph Branca throwing. Ralph's victory record, 13-11. This is Newcomb's game, still to win. The runner is second. A tying runner is his responsibility. Should he win, it'll be 21-9. It's Magley's game, obviously, to lose. His record would be 23-7, should he lose it. Well, what more can anyone say about this? What could you possibly say to tell you about the drama? It's like the fella who tried to ride a lead for a great sporting event, and he sat there. He sat after the game was all over his typewriter, and he just couldn't think of anything. He finally turned around to an old-time sports writer there, and he says, fella, he says, I'm trying to think of something. He says, maybe I can dramatize it by telling him something about the setting here. He turned around, he looked over there, and he says, let's see, is that the sun setting over there, setting in the west? This old sports writer says, son, if that sun ain't setting in the west, you got a green scoop of the century. Boy, I'm telling you what they're going to say about this one, I don't know. Johnny Thompson, the batter. The outfield deep and very much to the left. Ralph Frank on the hill in favor of Newcomb. Rube Walker catching the pitch to Bonnie. A quick call off the knee, a quick curve. The Franco rips right in. Franco has that tremendous overarm sinker curve that drops down. And he has a roundhouse hook curve to right-hand batters by way of third. Extremely effective against right-handed. Two pitchers the Dodgers bullpen now. I think one of them's Rowe. Here's Bobby waiting. Franco throws. Bobby swings. Right there on the wall. Scoring, scoring. Go! What a chance! It's a pass!
Room door, our turn.
crashing in and trying to knock it down out of the clubhouse now. I've just witnessed the greatest finish in baseball history. And they are intent upon getting in and smothering Bobby Thompson with kisses. Ralph Branca is the loser. The winner is Larry Jansen of the New York Giants, 22-11. Ralph, 13-12, but who cares? Here he is in the National League. Greatest National League game of them all. Giants fought off the final summons, and they were a team, if ever there was a team in sports, if ever there was a team that couldn't be beat. They just couldn't be whipped. Down in the last half of the ninth inning, trailing 4-1, Alvin Dodge spared a single to right. John Mueller had a single to right. Then on first and third, Buddy Irvin popped up, and Giant hopes were as black as the inside of a hog. When Whitey Larkman drove a single, drove home the second run, it was 4-2, and then electrifying, something that absolutely shook this crowd right to its keystone. Bobby Thompson drove one just over the wall down the left field line. A three-run home run to bring the Giants back from the pale, to give them a victory, 5-4 in the National League race. It's all over, and tomorrow afternoon, across in the midst of Yankee Stadium, across that Harlem River, and we can see it from here, the New York Giants go into the start of a World Series. A World Series that the Giants have not been in since 1937. This is the most important New York Giants triumph since the days of John McGraw. And now, DeRocher and his New York Giants go down in history, along with the names of New York Giants of other years, Ruth Marquardt, Turkey Mike Donlin, Herzog, Frisch, Ott, Young, Christy Matthews, Big Six, on and on and on. McGraw won 10 pennants here. He never won one as dramatic as the one Leo DeRocher has just won. And that flaming spirit of Bobby Thompson, the Royal Scot, if you forgive the expression, came through in the last half of the ninth inning with the most dramatic home run of them all. And what more can you say? This crowd.